Good morning and welcome to the Sabian podcast. It's been a little while since I've been here. There's been a bit going on in my life personally. Unfortunately, a family member passed away, and on the same day that I found that out, I had had surgery earlier. I had oral surgery and had just come home from that and found out the news. And so I've been a bit preoccupied with the loss and with recovering from the surgery. And I am doing better now and want to go over some of the information that's been going on in the Sabian symbols. And it looks like, once again, it's reflecting pretty accurately what is happening in the world. And I'm just going to turn off all of the things that beep and buzz on the device that I'm using so that that won't be part of the recording. But I wanted to go over first the solar eclipse that happened on April 30th. And in terms of Roe versus Wade, so in terms of women's rights, it really does seem to be reflecting that. And I'm seeing here that the it's a solar eclipse, it's a new moon, and the Sabian symbol was 11 Taurus for this particular new moon, and the symbol was a woman sprinkling long rows of flowers. Sprinkling long rows of flowers would be the fertility process, pregnancy, prenatal process, but also thinking about a garden. And sometimes you weed the garden. Sometimes people have unplanned pregnancies, and so all part of the gardening process. And then conjunct Uranus at 15 Taurus, a man or a woman with a silk hat muffled against the cold braves a storm. And I'm looking at that as it's conjunct Uranus, the new moon, and Uranus often for me will symbolize the collective and the zeitgeist of the moment. And just with leaking this particular test ruling, like a large population of people left out in the cold. Essentially, this is a very authoritarian decision of depriving somebody of their body autonomy, and then having to brave a storm. So that's how it is for me, and clearly I have a political bias here, full disclosure, and I work as an acupuncturist, and one of my specialties is fertility support. And over the years, I have helped a number of women conceive, and acupuncture is a really vital process of that to help people go through the hormonal treatment with fertility, and often to help them conceive naturally. And over the years too, I've seen a number of women have chemical pregnancies, or find out that the baby will have severe birth defects, or they miscarriage, but only partially, and they have to have a DNC. And so the process of abortion is really an important part of the process of also trying to conceive. And so it's also my understanding that people will attempt to abort themselves if they don't have access to inexpensive and safe abortion care. So I am coming in with I feel a very well-informed political bias, but I certainly do have one. So just wanted to let you know, if you are pro-life or anti-choice, that's where I stand on this, and pretty firm on that. So anyway, with that disclaimer. So the sun and moon are conjunct Uranus in those symbols. And then it's sextile Mars at 12 Pisces, and that symbol is an examination of initiates in the sanctuary of an occult brotherhood. And I also would see that Mars will often indicate like soldiers, the god of war, the battles that we're fighting, but also seeing this as potentially the Supreme Court. It's like a very rarefied environment. And the Supreme Court is actually really, really odd because it's not democratically elected and really often represents the elite power structure more than anything. Like they voted for Citizens United, and now to go against a very popular opinion that women should have access to choice, this is what they're doing is reflecting a more minority opinion. So this is really strange. So an occult brotherhood could be something like that, like a very rare environment, a secret society, a fraternity. So, and then the new moon at conjunct Uranus is also semi-sextile Chiron at 14 Aries, a serpent coiling near a man and a woman. Chiron would be the wounded healer, what we have to like the where the wound is, and seeing this the serpent coiling near a man and a woman could potentially be about sex, about the way that we procreate, the thing that brings us together. So very metaphorical. And looking at that, like that's where the collective wound is in society at that point. And then Chiron actually moved into a new degree and symbol the following day. But I think it's fascinating that for this particular solar eclipse on April 30th, that's where Chiron was. And there has been some frustration that I've been seeing because I've seen some men say, okay, women, time to really stand up for yourselves. And it's like, look, you know, if you voted for us all along, we might not even be in this predicament. So the idea that men can step aside and just let women duke this out, like, no. We all have to be in solidarity with each other. And I found that really annoying where I would see some men that I know posting like, okay, women, it's up to you now to really step it up. It's like, nope, we need your support more now than ever. So please don't be annoying. And the idea too that a woman sprinkling long rows of flowers, conjunct a woman or a man with a silk hat muffled against the cold, braving a storm, semi-sextile Chiron, a serpent coiling near a man and a woman, and it with the semi-sextile, the signs are right next to each other. So Aries and Taurus are right next to each other. They are side by side, but they might not even be able to see clearly with each other. So they're side by side looking off into the distance, but they really need to look at each other. But in a semi-sextile, sometimes that is more of a challenge. And there's this vicinity to each other, but you know, kind of like water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. But this issue of healing more than ever is this rift between men and women. I also think of hexagram 38. That's a really fun one to study around sexuality. It's contradiction is what the hexagram is, and it's the polarity between men and women. So, you know, it's a very sexy hexagram, and the changing lines are also really, really wonderful to study. So I recommend taking a look at that. There's a great I Ching website called Cafe au Sol. Cafe Soul, Soul. That's a really nice website to study these hexagrams and the changing lines. Okay, so there were the aspects for the new moon, and pretty clear, like all about patience and fertility and pregnancy. And weeding the gardens, so i.e. abortion, different aspects of that. And then sextile Mars, and semi-sextile Chiron. Mars, an examination of initiates on the sanctuary of an occult brotherhood. So there we have the Supreme Court. Chiron in the serpent coiling near a man and a woman degree. So there's the polarity, the battle of the sexes, essentially. And then Mercury, which would be the way that we communicate, technology, social media potentially is at one Gemini, and that is a glass bottom boat reveals undersea wonders. Then it's also semi-sextile Lilith, the woman, the first woman before Eve, at two Cancer. And that's a man on a magic carpet observes vast vistas below. Not sure about that, but it sounds kind of nice. It sounds actually like there's some hope there, and there's some creative solutions around this that we just need to really think outside of the box, no pun intended, and really come up with something, and maybe like find ways to go around the Supreme Court. I mean, they're kind of like this antiquated occult brotherhood, basically. They're a fraternity. These days it seems like there are one or two people that actually really represent the voice of the people, and then the rest of them represent the elite oligarchy. So that's how I perceive it. Then we have Venus at Jupiter 28 Pisces, and that is really just beautiful. It's a fertile garden under the full moon. And then it's conjunct Neptune at 25 Pisces, and that symbol is the purging of the priesthood. And that's really, really great. I love that. So fertility, and then like screw you, buddy. I'm really tempted to swear here, but maybe that'll come later. I think like Venus and Jupiter is like this very beautiful, expansive, loving, open-hearted energy, and it's in Pisces, which is one of the most deeply spiritual, gorgeous, so much depth, bottomless well of love and devotion in the symbol, a fertile garden under the full moon. Really beautiful. And then conjunct Neptune at 25 Pisces, the purging of the priesthood. And I am curious, on May 18th, that'll be the last day that Neptune's in this symbol. And then on the 19th, until August 9th, it'll go into a new moon, reveals that it's time for people to go ahead with their different projects. And it'll go retrograde on August 1st. Then it'll come back to the purging of the priesthood. And so I'm curious about that. If there will be more purging of the priesthood, but right now it's there on the purging of the priesthood degree and will be there until May 18th. So we shall see. And then Venus at 28 Pisces, the fertile garden under the full moon, is also sextile Pluto 29 Capricorn. And that symbol is a woman reading tea leaves. And I see that too as a woman not being sure of her future. And really speculating and really being in a place of uncertainty, and really trying to figure that out. And then Venus, Jupiter, Pisces is also sextile the North Node at 23 Taurus, and that symbol is a jewelry shop filled with the most magnificent jewels. And it's also trine South Node at 23 Pisces, a rabbit metamorphosed into a nature spirit. And I really love these two symbols. I was trying to figure out the jewelry shop filled with the most magnificent jewels. And this morning I just wrote about the movie, the Ramayana and the story of Ram and Sita. And he keeps testing her, and she tries to prove her devotion to him. And finally, at the end, like it's so frustrating and mind-blowing, just what he puts her through. And then at the very end, she asks Mother Earth to come and take her back into her bosom. And so she, while Ram is begging her to stay, asks Mother Earth to open up and basically swallow up Sita. And I wrote about that this morning, and or actually yesterday. And let me see here. Oh, this is so strange. Okay, I'm looking for this quote, and it's from my human design astrology teacher, Adrienne Roach, because when I posted about this, I also did hashtag Sita Sings the Blues, and it's such a great film. You should be able to find this online for free. It's such a beautiful, beautiful film. It's actually an animated film that Nina Paley created on her desktop. And I remember thinking when I read the Ramayana, like, oh my God, this is so sexist. And there's a movie called from a filmmaker named Deepa Mehta, who made this film called Water, which is about a widow's convent, a widow's ashram in India. And she is like, there are all these women who are staying there, and they're basically devoting their lives to their husbands. Basically, their husbands die, and then they can never remarry, and then they live in this widow's ashram. And they talk about the story of the Ramayana and how Sita was so devoted to Ram and etc. But I remember thinking, like, oh my God, that's a terrible story. And then Nina Paley created this version, and essentially the Ramayana version is this. And I'm sure a lot of women who are familiar with the story feel the same way. But I loved the way that Nina Paley showed the story and juxtaposed an American woman whose boyfriend just dumped her because he moved off to India to work in a tech company. And then they're discussing the story of the Ramayana in that. I recommend finding that online. And so I wrote here, like, all American women are Sita at the end of the Ramayana when she finally had enough and Mother Earth swallows her up, if we're in our right minds. Metaphorically speaking, we're thinking, Ram, enough of your shit. We're sick of walking through fire for you, you dumb entitled twit. And then Adrienne wrote, first off, that's one of my favorite movies. Second, yes. All of the incarnations of Shiva and Lakshmi are telling the tale of the evolution of women. If you want to find me, you will have to dig for me like treasure in the bosom of the earth, like gold, like jewels. I am the hidden treasure that you will seek and die to find. And so that essentially really uncovered that beautiful, beautiful symbol of that North Node. So I think that was so beautiful, and I love that she just contributed that in a comment. So beautiful. Thank you, Adrienne. And so that's a jewelry shop filled with the most magnificent jewels. And then the South Node is 23, 23 Scorpio, a rabbit metamorphosed into his nature spirit. And I just want to make sure, because I'm seeing that I have a typo in there. Yep, so that's it. I wrote Pisces instead of Scorpio. I think I was getting my water signs mixed up. But a rabbit metamorphosed into a nature spirit. And I was thinking also about pregnancy. It used to be that there was a rabbit test that if the rabbit died, you were pregnant. And so that was really common, where somebody would say the rabbit died. And so this focus on women's fertility and women's rights in this particular solar eclipse. So that is what I have to say about the April 30th solar eclipse. I am a bit late with this, but I am kind of happy to do this later because of all of this and the quote from my friend and teacher. Just to really process some of these new moons and full moons don't really make sense until a week later, and we see how these sapient symbols really do flesh out the whole story. Because I think on April 30th, we might not have had any idea what was going to happen in the following week. And now that we do and we've had conversations about it can make more sense. So I apologize for being late, and I hope it's so I hope that this it was worth it. I feel personally like it was. So anyway, if you are curious about working with me, you can find me at my email address at lisamyerson@gmail.com. My website is lisamyerson.com, but it's more geared towards my acupuncture practice. But you can find my astrology reading description and pricing. I do a 90-minute reading and a 30-minute reading, and I use the Sabian symbols. You can also find me on the Sabian Symbol Research Group on Facebook, and you can also find me at the Lisa Meyerson's Astrology Discussion Group. I'm a bit more active on the Sabian Symbol Research Group, but I do post on both pages. So thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Thank you. Bye.